The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. No kidding that the message of the cross is foolishness, or so it seems. Paul continues this line of ill logic by saying that the wisdom of God is revealed through our foolishness, and that the same information that is foolish in the eyes of the Gentiles is a stumbling block to the Jews. Only we fools get it. Only we unwise, unsavvy people have been able to get it. He stops just shy of saying that we are also uncouth. When was the last time you felt good about being thought of as foolish? Have you ever? I think we mostly go to great lengths not to be thought of as a fool or foolish. We try very hard to give the air of having it all together, of being wise in the eyes of our friends and cohorts. Some folks become quite enraged if they think they are being made a fool. And here we have St. Paul calling us fools, or at least foolish. That is, if we understand that the message of the cross is our salvation. He points out our lack of wisdom in comparison to the wisdom of God, which we will never fully comprehend. He notes that we are not wise as the world is wise, the world that is so quick to use its wisdom as a defense for its cynicism in terms of things mysterious and godly. It is foolish by worldly standards to see the cross as anything but an instrument of shameful death. Only a fool could see it means life and peace. Moreover, what sort of foolish type would dare ask God that she gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of Jesus? Only a fool would ask to gladly suffer. But that is exactly what we have asked in our prayers, in our collect. And so I guess we're happy to be foolish. Words can be deceptive, especially words in collects that have been around hundreds of years without a lot of updating for current usage. Words like glad and suffer may not mean the same things now that they did when our collect was written. Glad, at least in this context, does not mean joyful or happy. It is more of a willingness. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ that we will be willing to suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And suffer may not mean pain and torment either. Remember the King James Version of Scripture? Jesus says, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." That certainly doesn't mean beat and hurt the children and then let them come to me. It means allow, endure, tolerate. So now we have a prayer that's not quite as foolish sounding, even to the supposed wise world. We pray that we will be willing to tolerate shame and loss for the sake of Jesus. Not that we would hope to be happily pained. Being willing to suffer shame and loss for the sake of Jesus is a good prayer. If we're called to shame and loss for the sake of Christ, we should be willing and ready to do so. If we're fools for Jesus, let us be, because we do know that it is through this cross, this instrument of shameful death, that Christ beat down death and rose again. And through our faith in him, we too are being saved and transformed. Fools that we are. Amen.